Boom! Roll the intro. Hey everybody, welcome to a Training Talk. Did we just sing? Why are you singing? We're doing a podcast. This is a professional podcast.
It was the intro song. Ba ba da ba.
I don't know what the intro song is. I don't know.
It's got fish.
Fish. No, it's not. It's still the portable one we're using. I'm not using the fish one. I'm gonna use the fish one again. No, I'm using the Pornhub logo, but it's not.
I had my mouse over my cat face, and that's not where it was supposed to be.
Imagine having your mouse over your cat face. Right, so this is an important announcement to make. Announcement. I went up a rank in Beast last Sunday, and I'm currently got in love for the lead. If I get about 4 more games in, I'm ranking up again today. Boom. Okay.
So proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. I might play more Beast than any other human alive.
That's entirely possible. Are you playing it on as you're doing your new walkies? Or
No. I'm not doing anything other than just playing. Oh, you found the website for Beast. Cool.
Oh, I did. Oh, right. I mean, yeah, sure.
There's a trailer and shit. It's like a real website.
Talk about Hex's thing first. Yeah.
No, I mean, I just was talking about Beast and I saw the link. And I was like, what does that link to?
Well, I mean, yeah, no. No, I found the website. It's very hard to find, Beast.
No, let's just always use its full name.
I forgot what it was.
Bio Exo Arena Suit Team. Yeah, there's a trailer.
Seems to be... It's exclusive to the Apple Arcade, right?
I believe so. Where's the download now button? The download now button goes literally to the Apple website, so yeah, it's assumed so.
Well, there you go. So
it's basically the best game ever made.
Obsession.
Mm. What I like to do is really like things when I like them, up until I get bored and then I hate them.
Yeah, I mean it's got at least one bird, so it's okay.
I kill that bird so much. That bird is so fucking easy to kill. This bird here, for the people watching the audio stream, for the audio version, I'm pointing at the bird. I don't know what it's happening. But like the bird's like got like a sniper rifle.
Wait,
that's quite good.
Before we continue.
What
FPS are you streaming at?
Oh shit. 13, I saved it, we're fine.
Okay, good.
My laptop's gonna get warm, but it's not gonna get too hot. It's fine. Fine.
Anyway.
So yeah, like the bird's not got a lot of health, so I'm like pow pow and the bird's dead and I just get on my day. But what's
a
fucking atrocity
the
here?
Sniper.
Yeah. What's the fucking atrocity here is the best character in the whole game, which is Greta, right? Who is a polar bear who drives an ice cream truck, is not on this website. And that's a fucking crime. We just got Clyde, who's shit, and no one should play Clyde.
Yeah, so. No, she's not anywhere. I see.
Yeah, she's the best fucking character.
Wolf, and the cat, and the unicorn, the bird, an arm of a red thing, and a dragon.
An arm of a red thing?
On the very top, there's on the left-hand side, there's...
Oh, that's that pig, there's the machine gun. It's a pig with a machine gun. Yeah, the shark's there. Look, the wolf does not ride his own blade. That's nonsense. He doesn't do that. That's fucking horse shit.
Fucking horse fake, shit. Fake crap.
Fucking fake again. But yeah, it's basically third person team deathmatch. And you just play it over and over and over. And as you know, I like third person team deathmatch. So from my point of view, it's the perfect game. So yeah.
It is
good website actually.
Like I don't know, it's like the phone version of Titanfall, right?
Yeah. Oh fuck me! Look, I clicked the download button. It just went to Apple. It just went to the Apple website of the Apple App Store. So yeah, like.
Have you
doxed myself?
Yourself?
No, I haven't.
Oh, she is on the website. If at the bottom. There's actually little arrow buttons that are very hard to see, and you can flick through the characters.
Whoa!
Who's this shark fucker? I haven't seen you play him.
Well, the reason for that, it's the one I'm currently waiting to unlock.
Ah.
Purple shark Finn. Yeah, I get killed by Finn a lot.
Oh, there's a little koala.
Yeah, he's kind of fun. Yeah. Eugene's mad looking.
A dragon from Draconis.
That's the last one to unlock.
They tried really hard. They tried really hard with her, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, look. It's the bird. He's cool because he's a bird.
Oh, it's a boy. The bird's a boy. I thought the bird was a girl.
I wasn't assuming. Did I say he? I don't know.
You said he. I just assumed it was. I don't know. I don't have any reason for this.
I don't know. It just
looks like an angry woman to me. I've decided that bird is female. I'm assuming it's gender, and I'm enforcing my assumption as well. It's just like rusty. Oh, cool. These arrows should be bigger. Greta! Yeah, Greta's the best character. Everyone should just play Greta and repeat, and you'll be fine. Anyway, that's Beast. That's what
I've seen more of that polar bear than I've ever thought I would ever see, I suppose.
But, okay, when we hang out in evening, I just stream to Discord, and if anyone wants to watch, they can, if people come and go. But I'm basically only play Beast. So,
yep.
People say a lot of Beast. Fucking lot of Beast, right?
Wait, that's not her. That's not her robot. That's not the ice cream truck.
No, the ice cream truck's the top. It's the gold skin. It's the high end skin unlocked.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's the ice cream maker that is. And then you get the ice cream truck as you unlock.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
Fair.
But like the developer was on Reddit today trying to get some uppies. I don't know what they're called. The little upvote things on Reddit. Are they called uppies? I don't know.
Oh.
And I was like, give me another map, more Greta. And that was like, just like, there you go, done.
Oh, you actually replied?
Yeah, I never replied on Reddit, but I was like, what do you think of skins? I was like, I don't care about your skins. Give me another level for deathmatch. Also, more Greta.
There's only like two or three maps, right?
Yeah, I don't fucking mind. It's arena's the arena. It's more about the killing things. It's fine. Whatever. But it would be nice to have more maps. Yeah.
Yes.
Overall, anyway, it's great. And if you've got Apple Arcade, the game's free. If you haven't got Apple Arcade, it's the cost of Apple Arcade because it's only available on Apple Arcade. So, fuck you, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's it. I've got Beasted out.
Me and Matt watched that Turtles movie, what came out last year.
What is it? Is it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2014? Oh my god, you put a link there! Right!
Of course I have. That's what the links is for. This movie was
fucking ugly.
It's quite good. No, I like it. I like that.
Fucking weird alien turtles.
I mean, they did do a. It is an origin story that they have changed up some stuff.
Oh my god! I know the origin of the turtles better than I know the origin of Spider-Man. I've seen that 20 million times. Fucking origin. No one should do an origin story ever. We all know where these things came from.
Sorry, yeah, I mean, they always like to change it up whenever to do that shit, though, right? I mean, my experience with the Turtles is the 90s cartoon? Is it 90s? Yeah. I forget. Yeah. It was the 90s when I watched it. Is that cartoon, and I think I seen one of those live action movies that I was very. Not the new live action ones, the old ones with the weird costumes that were creepy looking.
The 1989 Turtles. 1989, was it? Yeah, that's a good movie. Good movie. Turtles Through Time is a masterpiece, and I'll hear no one slag it off. Fucking great.
Anyway, I quite like Turtles, but we watched this one, and animation's cool, story's pretty good. They have definitely made the Turtles more like modern teenagers. They've given them phones.
They're all pricks.
And they like TikTok. There is.
Wait. How does a turtle afford a phone?
Just find them in the sewer, don't they?
What? No. You can't just find a phone in the sewer and start using it.
The turtles are unknown to everyone and they basically survive by stealing shit.
I mean, that's how I get by.
Yeah. So, and then. Through various circumstances, they decide they need to save people. But I will say, one thing that I found absolutely infuriating about this movie is the amount of fucking times they name drop brands and people who I assume are celebrities. They never stop talking about them. It's very annoying. But other than that...
Wait, you said they're like modern teenagers. That does make sense.
Yes. No. I know. But it still doesn't make it any less annoying. It's amazing how often they manage to drop a brand name. It's like, it's incredible. But, that aside, it was a good movie.
It won the Heartland Film Festival of 2023 the Truly Moving Picture Award.
Truly Moving?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Is Michelangelo still fucking annoying in it? Because they've been making Michelangelo more annoying every time they reinvent Turtles. They're like, let's ramp up his annoyingness 10%. I would beat him to death with a pipe.
Poor Michelangelo.
Fucking, I hate Michelangelo. I don't have any feelings about the other turtles. I think Donatello's the coolest turtle. But outside of that, I don't have any strong feelings. But Michelangelo, I would run him the fuck over. I would break his shell and take the pieces and use it to stab him.
Well, he does have a shell broken in the movie. Spoiler.
They grow back, don't worry about it.
There you go. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how turtles work. I don't have much to say about it. It was pretty good. Fun watch.
Okay.
Could do with less brands.
I mean, that's true of everything.
We've done our next triple Star Wars, haven't we?
Oh yeah, we've watched episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. Let's go through them in order. Star Wars episode 1, The Phantom Menace. What did you think of The Phantom Menace?
Right, as I said last time, I have experienced Star Wars via pop culture references, and that's it. I thought people was being overdramatic about Jar Jar Binks. They weren't. He is a terrible character. He is very annoying. Mm-hmm. And there is way too much of him in episode 1. He's in it less. He's like 70% of the first movie, and then he's in it a bit in the second one, and then he's barely in it at all in the third one. So they got better as they went on.
In the number 2 and 3, he didn't bother me because he was so in it so little that I was like, whatever. But yeah. So fair. Episode 1, how many lightsabers out of lightsaber would you give it?
It's with baby Anakin Jesus. Was pretty good. I liked the racing. That was cool.
Pod racing for me, it's rubbish, but pod racing and the Duel of the Fates, that last fight scene with that bit, is good enough that I don't mind.
Oh, the
yeah, the bit where Qui-Gon gets stabbed.
I keep mixing up these movies, genuinely. Yeah. So even last night when we watched the third one, the bit with the fucking man with the red face and the other dude, where they had the like force field barrier corridor thing, that was pretty cool too. Even the prior to or middle of the fight thing where they get cut off and he's like pacing and the other guy's just sitting there all patient. There's some good moments in it, but.
I really like the moments that are destroyed
by Jar Jar Binks' existence.
So I think I would say episode 1 is an okay film, but not the best. Would you agree with that? It's an okay film, but not the best.
Yes.
It's Star Wars episode 2, Attack of the Clones. The movie where nothing happens and then it gets boring and Padme has the most strongest crutch in the history of movies. That's that one.
Oh, okay. Right, I had to scan over the plot again for a second.
Really nice poster, though.
It is quite nice. The dialogue in this one was atrocious. Every interaction between Anakin and Padme was just awkward.
I said this when we watched it because I haven't watched these films in quite a while, right? But there is a moment where Padme's like, I don't like you, Anakin. You're a prick. And he's like, I just killed a shit ton of sand people. And she goes, I fucking love you. And it's so weird. It's like she's only into him when he's killing people for no reason. It's
just
so weird.
Genocide.
He's like, I've done a genocide. She's like, sploosh. It's just like, it's so weird. But up until that point, she's like, ugh, Anakin. Ugh. Yeah, weird.
Yeah, it's an odd one.
I like Count Dooku. I like the Count Dooku bits. The weird bit where they're on a water planet and there's like a water city that looks exactly the same as Cloud City and Obi-Wan forgets he's a Jedi for like a good 15 minutes. That's not a bad fight. It's not great, but it's not bad. Overall, I'd give it no lightsabers out of lightsaber because I think it's
There was
basically
also that
rubbish.
weird thing where he finds the clone army and they have no
It's
idea this thing exists. But
oh,
they're
it's a clone
just
army.
like, yeah, okay, sure, we'll take that, I guess.
I mean, wouldn't you take an army? If someone says, like, Wing, do you want your own army? You'd be like, fuck yes, get me an eye patch and a cigar.
I mean, the overall plot of these movies is strange.
It's rubbish. But then there's that bit where Padme is standing on a big tower and these big dog things are attacking them. And then Anakin tames one. And he's all like, come on, Padme. She just goes, whoosh. And like straight up, there's a crotch destroyer. She just goes from airborne, legs out, and just fucking lands. And she has the strongest crotch in space.
As pointed out by Hex, basically every time anyone else does that, they land on their feet first.
Yeah, and then sit down. And she's like, whoop. Like, yeah.
Actually.
Her vagina is rock solid. It is like steel.
Also,
it is indestructible.
Actually, I think when we were watching the original three, which was 4, 5, and 6, I hate the way they've done that, but whatever. I think you said about the ridiculous amount of merch they made for these things. And it was only in this movie that I realised I actually had a Star Wars toy.
I know, yeah, one of the monsters that attacks, yeah.
It was the big green crab monster guy, yeah. And I was like, I recognize, I went and I found it, I was like, he was real.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, this episode 2, I can't really say a lot good about it. There's not many scenes that I don't think are rubbish. I do like it when all the Jedis are fighting all the weird bug people. That's kind of cool, where all the Jedis are like in a circle fighting. But it's not. It's a cool scene, but it's not enough to carry a movie. So overall, I just think it's rubbish. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's not, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and
the
that brings
one,
us
which
to
we
episode
watched last
3.
Night. Was
Revenge of the
okay,
Sith.
Actually, that was pretty.
Yeah,
good.
It's probably the best one out of the three, right? Like, it's pretty good.
It's got a coherent plot. Stuff kind of happened all the time.
Yeah, it wasn't boring. It made sense mostly. The effects was good enough that people's feet touched the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Touched the ground because there was not a lot of that in the previous ones.
And we got some off-screen child murder.
I wanted this. There's a brilliant bit. There's a brilliant episode of Robot Chicken where they put the off-screen child murder back on screen using a toy Anakin Skywalker and some toy children. And then he has this weird thing where he's all like, flowers! And he starts like killing the flowers and music plays, like the sound of music. And then he goes, dead children. And it just cracks me up every time. I'm going to find that on YouTube for you later. It cracks me up. Just
no
like,
idea what Robot Chicken is.
Like, Robot Chicken's a show where they took action figures and then made their own scenes from the movies using action figures.
I see.
It's very. It can be funny.
I've completely and utterly forgotten to open up the chat. It's fine. No one's
I've got the chat. No one's here. It's fine. I'm right open. I've got open and I'm on live chat as well, which is like because I'm dope and smart and think of things. Yeah.
Actually, what am I doing? I set up a thingy.
Up a thingy, cool.
Yeah, I forgot. I actually put your chat in OBS, and I forgot about. Whoa. It. Okay, there we go.
Nice. Anyway, so we're gonna watch. I really just wanted like just after training talk, just watch another Star Wars, to be honest. But we've got to play video games. But like, I'll be like watching another Star Wars.
Those other ones we meant to look at the Clone Wars one.
Oh yeah, the 15-minute original Clone Run sit run. Maybe we can do that. Yeah. But yeah, overall, like, yeah.
There's that other show that came out that you said you were missing context for. That you needed to watch.
Ahsoka, yeah, the Ahsoka cartoon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it. I've not watched any of it, but yeah. Because the reason I'm excited about this is because once we've watched the Force Awakens, I've not actually seen any Star Wars past that point, like really. I watched The Mandalorian, and that's it. So I would be happy to watch the rest of it because I really would like to know how it ends. To be honest, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. But yeah.
Wait. I thought you'd finished the Mandalorian thingy.
No, I've watched The Mandalorian, but I've not watched anything in the timeline past that. So I've watched The Mandalorian. I've watched Boba Fett, but I haven't seen the last two stuff. I've seen. I've not seen the last Star Wars movie, and I've seen like half of the one before that, and it annoyed me, and I just started like tweeting when I was in the cinema. But yeah, so I'm happens. Quite excited to watch it. Sometimes you get really bored and you're not in the right place for a film and you hate it for no good reason.
I mean, that is why you shouldn't watch stuff in the cinema.
I think the cinema experience is just dog shit. But I did see a YouTube video, right, where in some places they've got like cinema beds and you can line a bed with a blankie and watch a film. And I'm like, that seems amazing. I'd just go to sleep though.
I mean, that seems...
You know people are fucking bad.
Like big chairs.
Yeah, this is a legit bed at the back with like.
Yeah, I mean that just seems unhygienic. Fuck.
No, no, they put new sheets on every time. It's like £80 a ticket or some shit.
But like, sure yeah. They do. I'm sure they do.
They say that. I mean, there's gonna be so much cum on them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people just fucking beating okay. It while watching Star Wars.
I had a Ubuntu thing here. Why did I have a Ubuntu thing? Oh right, Ubuntu. The Snap Store keeps getting crypto scams. Like constantly.
Where's the Ubuntu the Snap Store? Oh fuck. I'm down.
Yeah, they've had so many crypto scam apps that I think they've now finally decided to set up a something to like just block stuff with that stuff so they can manually review it. If I'm like, you should have really done that from the beginning. I don't think the Flatpak store has ever had this issue. Or if it has, they've resolved it much quicker. But basically, a lot of the Ubuntu Snap Store, which snaps are fucking terrible, but whatever, people have opinions on that. They keep getting these cryptocurrency wallet things that are just stealing people's money. Like, don't use cryptocurrency, but you know, whatever.
I don't
really care, but I just thought I'd point it out for people because who knows what else gets. I mean, it's mostly for the Ubuntu clearly aren't checking any of these things for some reason.
Very surprised Ubuntu is still a distro. I thought it would have gone away by now, like genuinely. And that's not because I hate Ubuntu, I've got no feelings about Ubuntu. But I'm very surprised Ubuntu's still a thing. I'm not quite sure why people are still using it over other things. Just use Debian. For use Debian.
They got that Microsoft money now, don't they?
All you need is to use Debian, right? Or use BSD. That's it. It's the only two options that are real.
BS Debian. Actually, did you know Debian did actually have a BSD distribution up until like a couple of months ago when they gave up on it because nobody used it?
I didn't, but that does ring a vague bell. I can't say I did, but also I think I did. I don't know. BS Debian.
Yeah. I don't know what it was called, but I want them to go with that, even though it doesn't actually make sense. If you
Berkeley Software Distribution, I've remembered.
Berkeley Software Debian. Yep.
Berkeley Software Distribution. Just install Debian or BSD and fuck off. Or just buy a Mac. Yeah. Buy a Mac like an adult, you fucks.
Macs are Apple. And Apple is BSD. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not seeing the downside.
It used to be. Is it still BSD? It was originally BSD, right?
It uses the Darwin kind of the back end. It's so far away from BSD. They probably take some upstream stuff just for universal stuff. There's no point in reinventing the wheel. But to say the Mac is Unix based, it's not really BSD based anymore. But also, no one who buys a Mac gives two shits.
Like, did not. Darwin is the Unix system of macOS.
I know. I know this shit.
It is composed of code derived from NextStep, FreeBSD, and other BSD operating systems. It is mostly POSIX compatible. There you go.
I like it. It works for me.
Close enough. Unix or Unix-like is the way a computer should be.
I agree with that totally, but yeah, I'm trying to think. Let me think of something. Let me think of the worst thing I can say about Mac. Let me think of the worst thing to say.
This will be fun.
The worst thing to say: its window manager is excellent, but the lack of snapping is stupid. Even though it's unnecessary to the operating system, the fact it's not there is an oversight.
Wait!
What?
Didn't you last? Was it last week?
Yeah.
where you had a full screen app and you full screened another one, it had somehow tried to full screen them both on the one window and crashed.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny. First time that happened, to be fair. Hex was so surprised.
Yeah, like, also, that's the thing. When Windows crashes, you go, ugh. When Linux crashes, you go, what did I break? When Mac crashes, you go, the fuck is that? Like, what is that? I've never seen an error message before. It was just entertaining because it happens so infrequently.
Have you figured out a use for Stage Manager yet?
I have such... Okay, so genuinely, right? Real talk here, guys, right? I really like Stage Manager, right? The problem is it just makes my workflow slower. So I like the theory of Stage Manager. I like the implementation of Stage Manager. I forgot to say that word then. But the reality is, whenever I use Stage Manager, I've had it turned on for weeks at a time, right? I leave more apps open, which is not necessarily a bad thing on Apple Silicon, but I find it myself slowing down because a lot of the time, like right now is a good example. I've got a web browser on the left, I've got OBS on the right. If I had Stage Manager open, I'd have a web browser on the left, and then I'd have to shift click on OBS to make it merge into the same stage. And then you're just adding steps to multitasking, especially if you want simultaneous screen multitasking. But that said, if you bought a brand new Mac, you should just turn on Stage Manager, right? And the reason for that is I think it's a very clear, it's like there's some very mental clarity between the applications. Now, what Stage Manager should do, and what I thought it did at one point, but it turned out I just had a buggy application, was what I thought it did was give maximum CPU resources to the foreground application and throttle the background applications, which would have made it useful. Like, it would have been intuitive multitasking management, but it doesn't do that. I just had a buggy application that didn't work in the background. Anyway, I think Stage Manager is weird, but I do think that Stage Manager is probably the best way to use an iPad if you've, got a keyboard attached to it. But yeah, anyway, I'm rambling now. But that's my thoughts.
Anyway, a little bit of a ramble. The other two are kind of related. Friend of the show, Moonpope, linked to this low tech magazine website the other week.
This is great. Have we not talked about this? Oh, we haven't talked about this, have we?
No, I love this.
I spent so many hours on this website. This is a great website.
Yes. There are. Okay. I think we should preface this with. Yes, this is like. There's a lot of stuff on this website that you will immediately go, that doesn't make sense, but it's not really what the website's about. There's a great comic on it somewhere that kind of goes over
the main page. It is. Yeah, it's right on the main page.
I will add the link directly to the comic underneath this. But yeah, basically, the dude's just like, these are just. It's just kind of a get people thinking thing, really.
And it really did. It really did with us, didn't it? For context, it's powered by the website is not always up because it's powered by a solar powered stack that doesn't seem to use a battery, or at least doesn't use a battery. Like, doesn't use enough of a battery to get it. That's why it's got the web.
It does use a battery, but it doesn't use a regular solar. But it uses a lead acid battery.
Right.
Not what you normally see in solar.
Which is why it's not that reliable.
And it's running on something that's not a Pi, but like a Pi.
Yeah. And that's why all the pictures are dithered to make them super low resource. Like the way they're like...
I've figured this out. You can actually undither them.
How do you do that?
What the fuck was it? There is a way to undither them. I forgot what it was. There is...
I like the way it is. I think it gives the website and look, there's even on the right, just it's actually on the picture. There's even a battery readout to tell you what the battery is of the current battery is. It's 72% right now. Yeah, you can barely see.
It's on the bottom. It's on the bottom.
Oh, it's right on the side for me. I'm not sure it's supposed to be there. But yeah, it tells you the current battery level.
There's
which is cool.
Server stats. Actually, it tells you power used and update. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't notice that before. Actually,
it's cool.
He's just kind of goes through and takes random stuff and goes, how can we make this sustainable? Even some very strange ones, like Warfare. That was an odd article. But
yeah. The one that I really... What was the one I really... there was one article on here that I was just like, I loved it. I can't remember what... Oh, my God, my brain. Oh, yeah. He printed... No, he printed out all the comment section of his website so you can get a paper copy of his website with the comments. And there's multiple volumes of it. And it's fucking stupid. And I might buy it because it's just cool. A very cool website.
Yeah. It does go over... Like, the bike one was...
There we go. Offline reading. There you go. You can buy physical copies of the...
Oh, no, you're right. Okay. I see the percentage on the right now. There is, like I said, there's... It's just the make you think stuff. Because there's a lot of stuff that people do that would be like, this is totally environmentally friendly. But like the bike one was pretty cool because new bikes aren't actually that great, as it turns out. Because they're, you know, all made with like carbon fibers and stuff. Yeah. And that's not great, really. What's that? I can't remember.
I'd really like an exercise bike.
Oh, there it is. There's a little underneath images. There's this little black and white.
Oh.
Like texture. Whoa. If you click on that, it gives you the original image.
Is that not bad for his processor though? For us to do that.
I've looked around and I've seen some place where this was linked, and it's kind of the dithering thing. May or may not actually be doing that much. It's hard to know.
Well, I mean, this aesthetic.
It's a statically generated website anyway. It's not like it's doing these on the fly. But
that's cool.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of interesting stuff on it. Just don't go in expecting actual full on solutions. It's just, you know, because like a lot of like even his the way his website runs, like he's in Barcelona. There's a lot more sun and a lot less clouds there than most places, right?
Yeah.
But as a let's think about how stuff works. It's a good one because, you know, actually the article linked under that is kind of similar, which I had just happened to find the same day, which is by a guy called Dan Liu, where he was specifically talking about modern websites and how fucking shit they are, and his website is just a text file basically. Which I like. One thing that, do you know what, I was actually looking at this website and I was reading through some of this guy's other posts where, and one of them was where people had complained to him about the how basic his website was, and he was just like, yeah, whatever. But I like it because it doesn't matter. Do you know what I found myself doing a lot recently? It's just using Reader View on websites because so many websites are shit.
Well, I mean, I do that through my RSS reader, so I use GoodLinks. Sorry, as my relator service. And when you go into GoodLinks, you can, by default, it just gives you the Reader View. Then you can like click a B, and it just gives you the full website.
Yeah, I mean,
but most of the time, the Reader View there is just fine.
I also do that with my RSS stuff, but if I just come across a website, I'll find myself doing Reader View. A lot of websites go out of the way to block Reader View. The amount of websites that if you just go and you hit like view source on a website and it's fucking, they don't use paragraph tags at all, they're using div tags and they're using bollocks like that in order to fuck up stuff like Read It Later services and Reader Views and stuff. On purpose, which is terrible. I love Reader View. I've got. I mean, I always knew it was there, but I've kind of just got the appreciation for it the last couple of months, where it's just because I've thought for a long time we should have some kind of. I think Reader View might be it. Like, you know, we should just have like Gemini's original intent for
standardized
style stuff. Like, I think it's fine that people can put their own mark on their website. But if I just want to see the content of the website, and I should just be able to click a button.
Yeah. Well,
and get
this,
basically. And
I have also nothing but praise for ReadyView
websites,
and this website.
Websites that don't have a dark mode for what you're doing. Yes.
Oh, I've got a shortcut key for that. Like, I can press.
I use. Yeah. See,
Yeah.
I realize add-ons like Dark Reader exists, but it tends to fuck up some websites.
Oh, I use Noir. It's very good, actually. It doesn't really fuck up a lot, but it's still, you know, it's quite good.
Also, I mean, I looked at Dark Reader when I brought this up a while ago to you, and I was like, but I think my main problem with it is that it seems to try to apply to websites that already have a dark theme and fuck them up.
Yeah, it does. That's why mine's off by default. Kind of... And I just caps lock H to turn it on. And that works for me.
Mm. Yeah, perhaps. But I mean, that's another side effect of Reader View. It just, Reader View has a dark mode. but this is basically was going over how terribly coded new modern websites are. There's a nice little table here with how big websites are, and a comparison between specifically the Mac processors for some reason, and how long they take with that to load up the websites. And just like it's a long article, but like. There's a link in here somewhere about, you know, it's kind of ridiculous how we have some stuff that can run games at like playable rates, but you go onto certain websites and they're lagging. As like, what are you doing, websites? What are you doing? Because
100%, yeah.
Anyway, but it's just kind of tied into the Low Tech Magazine thing because there's just. There's just so much wrong with the way computers work. It's like they've never been more powerful. We should be able to go to a website and not have it lag, even on phones. But that is not the case. It does go into phones here as well. Actually, around the this is three quarters down midpoint, he does actually have quotes and stuff from various tech CEOs as well. Those are fun. They don't give a shit about anything. Basically,
yeah.
I don't know how we solve any of these problems, which is actually kind of how that low tech comic ends. But it's just kind of we probably talk about them, right? Because there's just so much stuff about various modern websites that I despise. Header images. Or rather, header images that are pointless. Do you know how there's so many just blogs that feel the need to have a header image, even if it's completely unrelated to the content?
I make a header banner for every one of my blog posts. Not that you asked, but I make a header banner. But I just make a cute little banner. It's not a big banner. It's just a literally little top banner for every blog post.
Yeah, that's fine. There's some of them.
That's all I do.
There was a blog I went to once, and they had like fucking 1080p banners on every blog post, but they were all AI generated. I'm like, what's the point? If AI generated fields over this blog about programming, like, what's the point? Like, what does it add to your article? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I've long completely missed the point of header images. I don't really get them. Yeah, Unless it's actually like, you know, you're looking at a fucking archaeology thing and it's a picture of the fucking rune or the artifact or something, you know, just. It's different, but
I'm just showing it on my website now. I just make little, just cute. I just they look nice is the reason I do it. I just make little cute little header images, and they're very small, and they just make them in Canva and just.
Oh yeah, I'm not criticizing anything like that. It's just
Look. Because when you got a big fat fucking image at the top of a news article, it's totally unrelated. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think little accoutrements are fine though. I'm gonna write a blog actually.
Little accoutrements are fine, especially when
we get
I think everyone should make it, regardless of what way you make your website, you should make sure that if you click the Reader View button, it does what it's supposed to do.
I'm going to check my own website now. I've never tested it. Yes, works fine. Yes.
Just Markdown, so it's like,
Do you know
what other one really fucking gets me? When you're on like a news website and you get to the bottom of an article and it loads the next one.
I don't mind that. I don't hate that. As long as they, I know I finished the article, I don't mind it. It's when they like, I don't notice.
Especially because you want to link it to someone and the URL has changed to the next one.
Yes, no, that is, yeah, that is annoying. Yeah.
And that kind of bollocks is also kind of what was kind of talked about in this article as well, because it's like, why you're pointlessly loading up, you're preloading crap that someone's probably not going to read thousands of times. Like, We was talking about this last week, actually. I just had a random thought about old game guides that was just text files.
Game facts are the thing, and it's a lot. Game,
I don't know.
Facts.
It may well be, but it's probably not that anymore. But, like, if you go to any modern game wiki, it's like... It is now GameFacts.GameSpot.com.
Give me a modern game. Give me an ever modern game.
Do they even have guides anymore?
I'm going to search for Elden Ring. Elden Ring.
Guides and walkthroughs. Okay. Oh my god, there's still text files.
Oh, fuck.
When was this? No, that's 2011.
Elden Ring from 2011. What? No, 2022.
No, I just clicked on a random game, and it was Final Fantasy VII. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, it's just text. I'm just looking at Elden Ring. It's just text.
Okay, there's
that's a couple of embedded
slightly
images.
More than just text. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, but it's not horrific.
Well, let's look. Not terrible.
Beast, the best game.
I have my doubts that that's on there.
No, that was because I didn't use the full title. Oh, BioXO.
Game wikis are ludicrous. The amount of crap they load. Actually, I only found out a couple of weeks ago, one that you will constantly see is that Extra Life wiki.
Oh my god, wait. Sorry, there is a Beast walkthrough on here.
Oh, you're joking.
No, man, it's there. It's there. There's just the description. And a Q and A. There's no content. It's just listed. That's a bit sad. I thought I'd found it then. No. I should write a Beast walkthrough. I'm gonna do it.
It's just that. That's it. It's just text. I mean, the fact that it's even listed is amazing.
It's not. It's the greatest game ever made.
But those Fextra Life wikis are they're loaded with crap. And I actually found out because I've seen it somewhere else where this guy, the guy who owns that has basically been fucking over Twitch, which I don't mind in principle, but there's a Twitch video embedded in every single page of that website, which is stupid. I mean, I kind of want to say, like, part of me is money is the thing that ruins stuff, but at the same time, people also do this shit when there's no money involved for fake internet points.
Yep.
It's like the fact that there is bots on Reddit that exist to spam comments and stuff so they can get a bunch of karma, and then people will buy those accounts is ludicrous to me.
People buy accounts?
Oh yeah, that's the thing. People like set up a bot account, have it make random comments on stuff until it gets tons of upvotes, and then people will buy that account because it's got a lot of karma.
Who buys fucking Reddit accounts? Why would you buy a Reddit account?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, this is it. I don't actually know. There's so much bollocks. But it's just, there's so much crap with the way people put out stuff. It's just like, I don't know, man. But anyway,
that's news. Samsung Galaxy S21 Plus 5G full phone specification.
Oh, must be done. Okay.
Must be done?
I don't know. I was. Let me see. Oh! Actually, I did have a thing. I was going to tie that back into just the amount of incredible waste in web stuff again, but with big companies that I don't get. Having DRM on stuff, I'm pretty sure wastes more money than it ever saves, as well as compute power.
That's, like, I mean, that's literally just a shareholder thing, right? That's shareholders that don't know about computers go, are we protecting our asset? And then you say, oh, we've paid this big company to do it. And they go, oh, great. That's just all that is.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. It's just mad to me how... Yeah, but like, you'd think someone would have just come out with a spreadsheet. That's what usually convinces them, right? You just show them a spreadsheet. But I don't think
they can cope with the idea of not protecting their asset, no matter what the spreadsheet says. I think I'd rather spend the money and know we're secure. I think that's what they're doing there.
But even if you remove the DRM, it's like just letting people download the shit they want also removes, like, I would imagine most of the power in the world right now is if we remove crypto, is probably pushed towards video encoding. Because there has to be encoded when it's streamed.
Yeah.
Because you don't just let people download it, and you're constantly doing that. I mean, caching aside, it's still happening a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah. There's just, I feel like there's so much wasted compute in giant companies. It's kind of...
I mean, any time streaming of videos is a weird thing, right? Because you want to... Like, the reason we stream videos originally was... You don't want to have to wait till it's downloaded before you can play it. So we created a codec that would allow you to watch it in sequential chunks, delivery of a few seconds at a time, which was great. But the idea of that originally was you do that, and then at the end of the video, it would be on your hard drive, so you could watch something while it was downloading, which was fine, right? And then YouTube comes along and, like, makes it a thing. And again, no one should be down. Like, for the most part, let's not download YouTube videos, but just make them a fixed fucking format and do all the encoding locally. Like, just go all videos are 720p, all videos are 1080p. Like, just scream them how you like. Yeah, do your end.
I mean, we are at the point where most phones are 1080 anyway. It's not like even back then, it was like when you were streaming to phones, you had to scale them down because the phone couldn't play 720.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're like well past that, right?
I mean, I stream at 2K on my phone.
Yeah. I mean, like, The old tech thing is also it's an interesting one, because you do see a lot of people in these eco circle things be like, I'm using old tech for as long as possible. But we are at that point where the new stuff is genuinely just more efficient. Like, yeah, even x86 stuff is not anywhere near as bad as it used to be.
I have mixed feelings on that, because the people that are using old ThinkPads, that's a hobby. Like, using old ThinkPads is a hobby at this point. It's not.
It's not.
But I also admire the fact that they are not buying new hardware. They are reusing stuff. Like, I've got a lot to say that's positive. But on the other I don't want to do half my shit on a ThinkPad. I'm ultra mobile. I think my MacBook weighs too much.
Yeah, I mean, you're an interesting egg. I mean, it's a really hard one to go at, because the old stuff will use more power, but you have to offset that with what's the cost of making a new thing.
I've never been called an interesting egg before.
You're welcome.
I don't know.
It's one of those. It's all of this stuff. All of this stuff is way more complicated than anybody ever wants to say. That guy goes over it a bit in a solar panel one. It's like, solar panels are great. They're not really the answer on their own. Like, I think one of the biggest problems is, one of our biggest problems in batteries is batteries, regardless of what's connected to them. Because batteries are terrible. And I do hope, because, you know, like, every year you see like 10 battery progress things, and not never happens. Maybe we're finally getting to that point where something's going to come of all these advancements and different techniques.
Yeah, I think it's going to be not one of the things that's been invented, but it'll be like four or five of them doing it, working in tandem to get something done. But the batteries are still so much better. Like, anybody that thinks batteries aren't better than they used to be, go to the shop, buy two AA batteries and still 4 AA batteries, stick them in an old Game Boy, right? The old Game Boy with good batteries was rated like 20 hours of gameplay. Modern batteries will keep that sucker going for like a million hours. It's ridiculous how far we've come just with standard domestic batteries. You think about the technology in your phone compared to what we had in the 80s. Like, batteries, it's not fair to say they haven't got better, but they haven't caught up the rest of technology. Like, they're not better enough to handle the current technological needs. But yeah, battery technology has
improved. That's fair. But I mean, on consumer stuff, but like as something you want on
the technology hasn't fundamentally changed. I agree with that. But yeah, you just go and buy a Game Boy and stick batteries in and see how long it lasts compared to the original rating. You'll be shocked.
Well, that's also fair.
And rechargeables. When I was a kid,
it was harder to track incremental changes.
When I was a kid, though, rechargeable batteries were shit. You just didn't bother because they like lasted a quarter of the time of a real battery. Now, rechargeable batteries are basically identical to regular batteries. You just recharge them. It's loads better.
Yeah. I do. I bought a ton of rechargeable batteries last year. And a ton. I bought like 2 packs of double A's and 2 packs of triple A's.
I've got
for my mouse, which I don't really use that often anymore. And some other stuff, but mostly for my mouse. But now I use my trackball, and that thing doesn't use power.
I use this. Like, my main input device is a trackpad. I'm a little bit ashamed of saying that. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit ashamed of it.
Have you basically fully moved over to that? Because you were saying you were trying to.
I've moved over to most things I do. I just naturally use the trackpad because it's got all the gestures and stuff the same as my laptop. So it's a more unified experience. But I still have my Magic Mouse, and sometimes, for no reason, I'll just reach for my Magic Mouse. I think if I'm doing fine work, if I'm doing any artwork, if I'm in an art program, Magic Mouse is 100 times better than the trackpad for that fine work. But then the problem is, occasionally I turn on the actual mouse to play games. So, yeah. I've got too much shit on my desk. My solution to it in my brain is just stop playing games, but that's never going to happen, so I'm going to be stuck with 3 input devices. But yeah. But most of the time, almost everything goes. I mean, you can see how much I use it. It's got that greasy shine on it. A greasy shine.
I mean, it's hard to tell because that was secondhand, so.
Oh, it was mint, though. It was pretty close to
the videos. Hex, sustainable, buy secondhand stuff.
I didn't know you should always buy secondhand stuff, especially with keyboards and mic. Like there are certain times when you don't want to buy a secondhand controller because dirty gamer grime, so that's a bit dodgy. But if you've getting I got a relatively high-end keyboard, I bought my Apple keyboard used. Like, it came basically brand new in the box. It had barely been touched, and it's worked perfectly. And I got literally grown for a quarter the price of Apple, so yeah. And the same with my trackpad and my mouse, all from CEX. I just, got rid of some hardware I didn't want, got a massive discount on it, bought stuff I did want. And that's absolutely, I think that's ecologically sound.
Yeah, it is. And that's, I think people have been doing more of that. I think there was definitely a period there where people really just wanted a new thing. Because, to move on, I got a new phone.
Ah, Samsung Galaxy S21 Plus 5G.
Boom. Yes. My, as I've said before, I'm not a phone person. I don't like phones. But my phone was quite old. It was like, I don't know, what did I get it? What year is it now? 2024? I've had it for like 7 years? 6 years, at least. And it got stuck in, like, the power button got stuck, like, a couple of months ago, and it would not stop turning on and off for a while. I had to get a knife out of it and carve out the power button.
Wow.
So, and I think that destroyed the battery, because it didn't last, and it refused to charge above, like, 48%, which is a weird number, but it did. And then it would just die immediately anyway, so I was like... Phones are required, so I went looking on a used website. I used I've seen them around, but I've never actually used them. I used refurbed.ie, which also exists in many other countries. There's refurb.com and .co.uk and whatever. They do seem to be, it's not one thing. There are sellers thing on it, but they all kind of come under this. They come onto this, and you can get warranty through these as well. So there's different sellers, but they're like, I don't know how approved. It says they're approved sellers. I don't know. I took a shot with them because you give them like, what was it, £30? And you get like a year's accidental damage and warranties and stuff with them. So I was like, if I'm going to buy used, it's nice to get that. And yeah. I was just like, what is a top-end phone from a couple of years ago? Because that should be pretty good. And I was just like, I'll go the Samsung Galaxy S something, because those are like the most expensive phones of a couple of years ago. And I settled on the S21 Plus.
No, Samsung Galaxy S21 Plus 5G.
Yes. Because I think that I was looking at the 20, and it was like 30 odd quid between that and this one. And I was like, I'll just get that one.
Yeah.
So with the warranty, I think I spent like $310.
Not bad. It's not bad.
$320. And I've looked around, and it's kind of like similar all over. So I was like, I mean, it's similar when you include getting it here.
Yeah.
So, because Ireland's expensive for shit. And if you pull stuff in from outside of Ireland, it's still expensive. Especially from the UK, because they try and charge you fat fucking import customs on everything because they're annoying. But I said this to X. I normally spend weeks agonizing over a purchase of multiple hundreds, but with this I just kind of went phone, isn't it? Because I don't really care about phones, and as it turns out, it says it's quite a good phone.
It was easy for me as well, because when I bought my phone and decided I wanted an iPhone, I was like, what's the best iPhone I can afford? And that was just the conversation I had with myself. I was like, that one.
Yeah, I was just like, it's a phone, right?
Yeah.
But, it's the first phone I've had that lacks a headphone jack, which I don't really care about, and also has wireless charging. I don't have a wireless charger, but, you know, cool that I can.
Wireless charging is so fucking good, honestly. I
also has reverse wireless charging, which I looked at, and it does seem to basically be for charging their watches, is why it's on the phone.
Yeah, you can also charge from headphones, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a pretty small out than it is in, but you
4
know.
Watt or something, isn't it, usually?
4.5 watt out, 15 in, so. Mm-hmm.
15 in today. Oh, yeah. It's fine.
It's like, what is it? An 8 gig of RAM, you know.
Yeah.
The camera's pretty okay on it.
We're not going to go through the specs, but I did want to say, last night we were chatting about something. We were saying about how phones haven't changed much. And we compared Wing's £300 S21, spec-wise, to my iPhone 14 Pro Max. And there's not a category I win in, which is ridiculous. Now, there's more to these phones than specs, and there's interface. There's reasons for that I bought an iPhone over something else and stuff. But actual specs is like, there's probably no reason to change my phone basically ever.
Neither of us really care about the specs. It was more the.
Yeah, there's more than the.
Literally haven't changed. Like it's
2021.
It's something a lot of people say, but as it turns out, they haven't really changed that much.
It's compared a 2021 like, phone to a 23 phone. It's like, you know, then they're both. Like, the iPhone was always more expensive. It should have, like, hosed it on something, I would have thought. But yeah, no.
I mean, I did go back and check, and this thing was like £1,000+ new, which is ludicrous for a phone. But yes, I'm looking at Hex. but you know, it's in very. There's like 2 tiny scratches on it, and that's it.
Yeah,
I was like, yep, that's fine.
Fact, like, I don't know if this will come up on camera, but like, my phone is scratched to shit. It's not really coming out of the camera, I don't think. But yeah, my phone is scratched to shit, and yeah, I just covered.
Oh, look, you've completely broken off the entire back of it.
I just put a sticker on the back, covered it up, and I put the matte screen protector in the front because I don't know why manufacturers make things glossy. The fucking knobs.
Oh, maybe I should get one of those.
Oh, they're great, honestly. Matte screen protectors, mate. You can even see it on camera. Look, it's like, there's like, it's almost impossible to get a fingerprint on it.
That's a good point. Yeah, no, I might look at one of those. Actually, okay, one thing I did notice, which I kind of forgot existed, is when I was just setting up the phone and I pulled down the notification bar, there was a little Dex button, and I was like, oh, I forgot that existed. So
I'm jealous of that. I want this. I really want like something like this on my iPhone. It'd be so good.
So Dex is Samsung's kind of... If you remember what Ubuntu was trying to
convergence,
do many
yeah.
years ago with convergence, Dex lets you plug your phone into a TV, your monitor, or as I found out when I tapped that button, because we've got a Roku in the sitting room because my parents know how to use one, I could just tap the Roku and turn the TV into a desktop and control it with my phone. You get a little mouse, you get your little apps pop up. It's just kind of... I assume it's something similar to what a Chrome OS would be.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's very fucking cool. Like, I think the idea is you come in, you dock your phone, and that's your computer.
Yeah, you can get little specific. There is like a Dex station they sell that is. It's kind of like it's literally just at like a charging dock for the thing, and it has like USBs and Ethernet on the bottom.
I'm looking it up right now. The Dex dock. Dex Whoa, station. That's cool.
Yeah.
Dex, that
it's
looks
like
really
a little
cool.
round thing, and it's got some USBs and HDMI and stuff. Like you can get that. It's not required. Like you could just
That's really cool. How much is that?
USB-C to it's like £40.
You know, I'd buy that. I know you know you're only casual, but for £40, I'd definitely do that. 100%. Oh, I mean, and it slides down and becomes a wireless charger when it's closed, is that right?
Does it? I don't know.
It looks like it slides closed.
It don't seem to... Yeah, okay. I think I was seeing them used, because I'm not sure where the fuck you can get them new anymore.
I wouldn't buy a new one. I'd fucking buy a used one of them, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like just like a little docking station. It's like, that's pretty cool.
That's fucking cool. I love that. I would love to do that.
Yeah, I don't actually have a small... I have... My keyboard is technically Bluetooth, but it's huge and made of metal. So I might just get a little one that's, you know, and have a play around with this. Because you can use it with just the foot. You can press a... When you have Dex on, there's a new button shows up in the corner and you can basically turn it into a touchpad. Mm. And you can move around the mouse like that and you can, like, tap with two fingers for right-click and stuff. It's not great, but, I mean, it's there. But when you load it up, it has... You know, your phone apps on and they open up in Windows and you can move around them. You use it like a desktop. An interesting thing actually that I was just fucking with it a little bit today. You can't have the same app open on the desktop and the phone. So your phone kind of works as like a second screen.
Oh, you can carry on using your phone. That's cool.
Yeah, no, no. You can
carry on
using your
phone.
No, no, no. Yeah, no, I did too. But I was like, I wonder what happens if I open this in the same thing. So I popped open a browser and went to a page. So, you know, I had something state saved. And I opened it up on my phone. And it closed on the desktop and opened back up on the phone, but in the same spot. It's like the data is the same. Whatever you're doing in it is still being done in it. I think why it does it is because when you open it on the desktop, it's in desktop mode.
Yeah.
So the sizing's completely different.
I have some questions then. When you get this set up, I do have some two things I want you to try, right? I want to know what happens if you load a game. What happens if you load a game? Just load a game. Can you play phone games in a window as a desktop PC? Right? And my second question...
How does that work?
I don't know. Can you just like basically load a game, a phone game, play it with a keyboard and mouse in like a window? Or is it? Or would it work a full screen? Like, how does it work? What does games do? And secondly, play GeForce Now on it.
Good call. Yeah. Try that out.
All right,
the when I don't know if it's something to do with the way it's set up, but when I was messing with it wireless on the Roku, there is a little bit of lag on it. So I don't know whether that's just a me thing or whatever. I am going to set it up on. I've got a spare portable monitor, of which I will. When I grab a little keyboard and I'll see. I'll set it up like a laptop and see how that goes.
I want to see videos. Yeah, I like this. This is great.
Because I do. Because you can get Turmux if you on Android, which is like it's like a virtual Linux shell. You don't need root or anything, and it's just you can just install all your Linux command line stuff on that. And like, I'm curious to see how far I'd get with that.
Run it as your computer.
I'm curious.
I have a theory.
It's an interesting thing, right? Yeah.
I think you could probably replace most of your tasks with it. I mean, I know you like to code and stuff, so probably not you. But I reckon most people could probably use this their computer and it'd be fine. Honestly, I think it's already got accelerated video. It's already got a top-end web browser. It already performs to modern standards. And the resolution of the phone is not different to the resolution of the monitor. It's like if anything, it's a low resolution on the monitor. So there's no performance hit to take.
Yeah, because it's the phone. What was it? Yeah, the phone is 10. Where is it? Display. It is 1080 by 2400. So
So your screen's a lower resolution. So there's no performance hit to take. So I think it's going to perform perfectly. An 8 gig of RAM on an ARM system. That's fine.
I was thinking about it because I have kind of always been baffled by people who use their phone as their main computing device. But with something like this, I think maybe it's a bit more viable.
I have a feeling it would be perfectly viable. Especially if you had that dock. It'd be, love it.
Yeah, because I do wish there was some kind of standard for this stuff. And it wasn't Samsung specific.
Yeah, I agree totally.
Like, it's a bit weird to me that no one else seems to have really tried it. Because maybe they have. But I've only ever heard of Samsung Dex, so I don't know.
Do they need to, though? Like, because modern Androids do just support a keyboard and mouse. They support a monitor. Like, can you just plug the fucking thing in?
I assume the Dex is doing something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pre-formatted. They can change the interface for you. It's making it a less phone-like interface for you, which is fine. It's giving you a more desktop-like experience. It's basically a window manager, I would think. With some scripts running.
Oh, did you know that Dex is a contraction of desktop experience?
How is DEX a contraction of desktop experience?
I will. I mean,
desktop experience.
It's the D from desk and the EX from experience. There you go.
I hate everything about that. Where have you sent me a link?
I've just sent you the Wikipedia page. It's in the first paragraph.
Oh my gosh. Dex stylized the Samsung Dex, features Samsung. Yeah.
If that's the contraction, why is the X capitalized?
Desktop experience.
Yep.
Surely DE. It should just be Samsung DE. Dex is a cool word, though. I like it. I should use it one day.
What's this? What? In 2020, wireless Dex was introduced. Yeah. HP, UPerfect, and others have created lap docks that are laptop shells. What?
That's cool. God.
Lap dock.
Yeah, I think lap dock.
Lap dock. What are these? Samsung Dex laptop. So could you?
You just like plug your phone into that.
Okay, I don't know why, but when I pictured this, I was thinking. You like slot your phone into it. It does just seem to be. No, well, they do have a cable thing. So it does just seem to be. Yes, sorry. It's one of them. So there's a cable. I mean, look at that. That looks like a laptop. It just looks like, you know.
The thing is, okay. Like, first of all, a couple of magnets that can stick on the back of the monitor. Piece of piss, right?
Yeah.
Does that have its own battery, and will it charge the phone? So is it also charging the phone as it does this?
I wonder, does it have like pass through? I don't know. That's...
How much is that thing? If that thing's cheap, you can get one of them used cheap. I'd love to see that. That'd be great.
$300. That's madness. Yeah,
is that new though or used?
No, that's new. Yeah, let's see. What's it called? A Nex dock. I can't even find them in Europe. This is not Samsung. This is a different company that has made.
Still,
them
that's
for
it, like Dex. If that's something you can get and like for £80 or something, that appeals. That's cool. Because you could just put a bit, like, put a magnet on the back of the phone, stick it to the back of the monitor, or put a little case there or something. There's ways to do it. And plug it in and you're done. You could get an L-shaped USB cable so you barely know it's there. I don't understand the logic of this layout, though. Like, surely... like, surely they should think that a laptop wants to be portable. So, like, they should have thought about a way of pre-attaching it to the screen, but whatever.
I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, I would never pay 300 quid for something like this, but...
No. If I saw about 80 quid to fuck around with, though, I'd be like, I'm on board.
Oh, okay, here. They function as an external monitor, keyboard, and trackpad while supplying power to the phone.
Oh, okay. There you go. But yeah, that's really cool. I really like that. I'm kind of in love with that idea.
I think I've accidentally discovered a new toy.
Also, can I just point out, for £300, I can just buy a laptop. So I'm not quite, I think they've overpriced that, but whatever.
Your phone is officially supported, I think.
S22, S21, there you go. Your phone's officially supported by it.
I'm gonna have a look for these after the show.
I would definitely pay a reasonably small sum of money to play with that. But I would use something like that. I 100% if I could take my phone as it is and plug it in and use it as a laptop, that is definitely something I would use personally. But I know we have very different use cases. That thing should be like light as fuck.
You see, this is kind of because I've been looking for a laptop for my mother recently because she wants a bigger screen that's not her phone so I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, like if you could just plug phones into, you know, a thing, and like if they were not the price of a fucking laptop, maybe
and phones also, are becoming. The advantage
are becoming less shit. I don't know.
The advantage to something like this is if you like the shell you've got, like the next thing you've got, you could easily change your phone and then just keep the same laptop, or change the laptop and keep the same phone. There's a lot of flexibility there that's new and a little bit exciting.
Do you remember a while ago? Oh, it was a decent while ago when you was talking about you wanted a laptop that you could just pick up and take out the main board.
That'd be great.
Like swap them out like a Raspberry Pi. Yeah. It's like, is that what these are?
Yeah, this is what that is, yeah.
But it's with a phone.
The main board.
I'm not
phones
sure.
Phones are going to replace computers, I'm telling you. Phones are going to, look at this. Imagine this in 5 years, right? Phones are, they're going to wholesale replace laptops. 100%. Between the iPad and the phone, there's no reason to have a computer.
I don't know. Like, I hate Android and Apple stuff. The app ecosystem bollocks.
Case
really
in point, this is my iPad. Like, in what way is that not a computer, not a laptop? You know, and it's just...
Oh, no, I mean, I agree. I mean, like, my Surface is the same. I love my Surface, but it is a laptop.
Yeah. Like, my iPad is essentially a tiny, it's a 10-inch laptop. Also, it's fully charged. I was wondering.
I don't know. Maybe phones are becoming less of a shit option than they always were. Because, well, I still don't like phones as devices. I hate that they can ring.
I agree, and with all the reasons you don't like phones, right? I see all of your point, right? But I'm telling you, if you get really proficient at using a phone, I can do things on my phone absolutely as fast as I can on my laptop. Like,
that's
boom.
Okay, but I cannot ever see a point where you do not want a physical keyboard for something.
Oh, I mean, again, iPad. Yeah, I agree with that totally. But I'm saying if you think about a world where you've got your phone, you live on your phone, you're someone that everything's on your phone, right? And I've got a message, cool. And then
X
you just plug it
X.
in. And then you
says
plug it
Daniel
in.
Pop.
Nice. Nice.
Daniel Pop, sorry.
Nice. And then you just plug in, and you've got that desktop experience to play games, to do your email, to write your books. And then you pick it up, and your whole life is on that little device. I think that's a great future. I think that's cool. That's where technology should go. And also, from the point of view of recycling, there's a lot less hardware waste right there than there is in the laptop.
I'm not 100% sure about that. Phones, yeah, getting stuff that small usually takes a lot of manufacturing trickery, right?
Yeah, but the my laptop has got the same sort of engineering in it, so it's just less metal.
I don't know. I do, like, I was looking at stuff like the framework laptop. Like, I think that's kind of the next step, is like a modular laptop.
No, this is the next step. It's literally called the next.
Yeah.
Shut
up. It's interesting. I'm definitely going to play with it more after I grab. I do want a little fucking Bluetooth keyboard or something, because I can't properly test out terminal stuff on a touchscreen.
Yeah.
Because I have had Termux even on my old phone for ages, but it's just kind of I need to do something quick SSH thing.
Yeah.
But like it is like a full Linux shell, so.
Cool.
And you stick Tmux on there, and you've got a tiling terminal. It's a curious one.
This Dex thing on one of the ads I just saw, one of the things that ticks by I've just seen, it does specifically say about games, so I think games probably will work on Dex.
I mean, I don't see any reason why they
neither do I, but yeah. Just... Oh, there you go, look, there's a like, vainglory is being shown there. It literally says play games using gamepad, keyboard and mouse, watch videos. It looks like there's no downside to this. Like, honestly, this is really interesting.
That's definitely over. I don't think any of that stuff would work very well.
No,
over wireless. You probably want it on the wire.
Get yourself a little Dex dock, plug it in on your desk, and let's find out. I want to see you stream to me on Discord from Dex, right? And then you play. And then you get to play GeForce Now games on Dex on your phone, and you don't need to throw away your PC. Just throw it away. You don't even need it anymore.
Not a fucking chance.
Right. Just throw it in the bin. Throw it in the bin.
No.
I don't use any gaming devices at all.
Uh-huh. You've got at least three I can think of. You've got your Steam Deck, you've got your Miu Mini, and that little Zelda thing. And your iPhone.
And my Miu Mini is the one I use the most.
Uh-huh. The fingerprints on that thing.
That thing's a fucking
How did
mess.
You get fingerprints on that? You should buy a matte screen and cut it to size.
No fingerprint. I don't know what you're talking about. No prints on that.
Uh-huh. Taking also, your prints and I'm going to plant them somewhere.
My Steam Deck.
Did they make a matte screen protector for your Steam Deck?
I think they do, actually. I'm not wanking. I know it looks like.
Yeah, I was just going to say, vigorously.
Well, don't do that. My penis doesn't work anymore. Screen fingerprints.
It's beautiful. It just has smudges.
Shh. It's fine. Actually, I should probably charge that. Yeah.
My kind of quick purchase was a bit of a surprise.
An accidental surprise toy.
Yeah, an accidental toy. Also, the battery seems really good. And I didn't even charge it. I had it on charge today. I got it yesterday morning. It came at 90%, and I've done a lot of fucking around. I assume wireless Dex also eats battery, and I've messed with that quite a bit. And I've only, from when I got it yesterday morning at around 10-ish, up until, what was it? I put it on charge at like 5 this evening. It was at like 35%. So I was like, and I did a lot of fucking with it, and a lot of updating and installing of apps and stuff. So I was like, eh. I've spent more time on that phone than I've spent on my other phone in the last years. But it's a, curious toy. I might have more to say after, in the next one.
I hope. Ugh. There's some ugly fucking hardware on this website as well.
I hope. Ugh.
Sorry, I got distracted. The Dex Pad is like a tablet, but with a little mag thing where you can pick it. That's just fucking ugly. I don't even know why you'd want Dex that.
Pad?
Yeah, if you go to the top of the next website, there's the next pad. That's just an ugly piece of hardware. It's ugly and useless, like me.
What is it?
I don't know what they're thinking. Like, I understand. Oh, and it can even be combined with the laptop. It can sit in the back of a MacBook Air. What the fuck are they even thinking with this? Like, the further you scroll on that website, the crapper it looks.
Transform your smartphone into a tablet. Yeah, no, that doesn't...
Keep scrolling down. At the very bottom image is just a little bit like, Wait.
What's this? They do have a laptop where you can just slot your phone in.
Where do they? Where's that?
It's on the main page. If you scroll down, it's like the second last thing. The NextDock XL?
Yeah, no, that's just on top of it. I looked at that. It's just laid on top of it, pointlessly.
Lame. Pointlessly. I've seen. Wait, why does this one start at 269? Why is that?
I think it's a lot. Is it?
Oh, because it's a pre-order to get cheaper?
Also, it's fucking ugly. The other one's at least pretty.
Yeah, I don't like the weird right-hand trackpad thing.
I do like that it securely fits. Your phone secures there with a magnet, though, so it's like yoink, slap. It's like it's right, like...
Oh, I wonder, is that a wireless charger, then?
Could be, but also you still need to plug that in, so I don't know why they haven't got some kind of dock system there, so you just... But yeah.
I feel like, yeah, you could just... I don't know why they didn't put a little, like... drop in it like that. I feel like that makes more sense. Although I guess the drop would have to accommodate many different phone sizes, which probably is impractical.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I like the basic, the one on the main page, the normal next dock. That's really good. Everything on this website's fucking stupid.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, sorry. Too expensive. We've just gone for like 20 minutes on phones. Unless you've got anything to add, I think we're at the end of Trendy Talk.
I do not. Yes, we
are. All right, thank you for watching. This has been Trendy Talk. If you want the show notes, you can go to trendy.hexdsl.com.
Well, in a few minutes when I update them.
Oh, yeah, and then you'll find a list of the shows. And if you click on something like the previous show, you'll see all of our show notes, which is not very detailed, to be honest. We don't keep very detailed show notes.
I mean, they're mostly links, but you know.
They are mostly links. You can click for the thumbnail and get a copy of the thumbnail. And the thumbnails, I feel the thumbnails are the best thing about this show. Because I work more on the show, on the thumbnails, than I do anything about show preparation. Because I don't do any. Yeah, which is not very good. I shouldn't be proud of that.
Website's on me, baby.
It's literally all Wing. Wing does all the website. I do all the thumbnails.
Thumbnails are also linked at the bottom of each of the notes. So you can see Hex's lovely thumbnails in full quality.
Yeah, it's like, to be honest,
I've just clicked on a random one, and I see Barbie with the one ring around her waist.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
Sometimes I forget about the thumbnails.
I feel like one day. My YouTube thumbnail is going to be an art gallery because that's how good they are. They're like, they transcend art.
I think they should be.
Anyway, trendy.hexdsl.com if you would like the Trendy Talk website. You can always find the new show's notes there as well as a link for it. You can go to hexdsl.com to read my words. That link has been at the bottom of the screen the entire time for this show. And you can get wing at feather.onl. That's feather, the things birds have, .onl. Which is short.
I've just had a thought of checking the Trendy website on reader mode. I mean, it works, but I'm curious how other websites hide their navigation bar and stop that from showing up in reader mode.
Does it stop?
Let's look into that.
I can't find my reader button doesn't show up on the Trendy website articles. It doesn't auto detect.
Your reader button's silly.
My reader button. Fuck you.
It's because you don't use Firefox.
Why would I use Firefox on a Mac? That'd be objectively dumb. Like, if you're using the Mac, just use Safari, you fucking hipsters. thanks for watching. I've been HexDSL.
Bye.
On that note, goodbye. No. Auto stop?